This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Giving you all you need to know. Power Business, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
1851 on Power FM, and of course we continue our conversations now. We do have that conversation on buying your second and third or even fourth property there while still paying off your first one. I think it's a very important aspect of this conversation that you may not be able to raise capital to buy the second home completely, and so you will need to approach the bank again while possibly still paying off the first bond. And joining us to have that conversation is Ntato Rabushaga, and that is MD of Ntato Realty. Ntato, good evening. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, Ntato, thank you for your time on this public holiday. Let's talk all things property. So, I mean, the picture that I have painted here, and of course it can show up in different ways, is that, you could be a homeowner of a specific home. You've gone to the bank, you've been granted the bank, you live in this home, this bank loan, and you live in the home, but you'd like to invest in second, third, fourth properties. What we're trying to figure out here is how the system would work for us in order to allow us to apply for the second, third, or fourth bank while while we're paying off the first one. Talk to us about what the bank may be interested in seeing.
I think maybe it's just important for me to probably start with the basics. So when you are buying a second property using your first property, in a nutshell, you are using equity that is in your existing bond to purchase your new property cash. The reason I'm saying that is simply because, for instance, I think maybe, as I said, I want to go to the basics. Let me draw back a little bit. The definition of equity in your home is the current property value minus the total amount that you are owing on your bond. So two factors would influence your equity. One would be the increase in your property value. This one you don't have much control over, but it goes a long way. I will explain later. The second one is the decrease in the amount that you are owing on the bond. So example is you purchase a home for 1 million, you take up a bond, you pay it probably for the next 15 years, and then you are now owing 200,000 on it. The bank gave you 1 million to purchase the property. The difference from what they gave you, which was 1 million, to what you are owing today, 200,000, is 800,000. So you have paid a capital amount of 800,000 into your loan facility. If you have what you call an access bond facility, it means you can have access to that capital that you have paid with your own hard earned money into your bond facility, and you can take that amount, all of it, move it without the bank's approval or any application, any new facility, nothing, and you go and purchase your second property cash for that 800,000. The second part of it would be looking into the increase into the property value aspect, which would mean from the example that I gave, you bought a property of 1 million, you've paid up, you already have 800,000 capital in it, you only owe 200,000, but you bought this property 15 years ago, it was worth 1 million. Now, it is not worth 1 million anymore. It is worth maybe, let's say, 1.2 million, just to be very, very modest. What that means is the equity that you have in that property is no longer 1 million minus 200,000 that you owe, which is 800,000. It is 1.2, which is the current value of the property, minus what you are owing, which is 200,000, meaning that you now have an equity of 1 million rent into a property of 1 million that you bought 15 years ago. You can take all of that money and go purchase another property. So it's a matter of how much equity do you have in your home. The best way for this to work for anyone who's investing into property is to have much more increase in the property value as compared to a lot of money that you've paid into the property, because it is still your money either way. And if you take it, you'll be liable to pay it back, which means that the drawback to that is that you have to pay back that 800,000 from scratch that you took 15 years to pay into that property.
Okay, interesting.
So,
now, No, please do finish your thoughts. Please do finish your thoughts. It's important.
Okay. So what I was trying to probably get across is that, one, this is not free money. It's money that you've put into property that you've paid over the years. Two, the free money aspect of it would be from the increase in the value of your property from what it was before to what it is now. The drawback to all of this is that when you move that money, you take it from that account, you go buy another property cash. The biggest disadvantage is that if the second property is going to be used for rental purposes, you are going to disadvantage yourself the most, simply because the government has tax incentives for people who provide rental accommodation. The reason they have this is because the government cannot give each and every person a house to live in. So they say people who are working with us and partnering with us by borrowing property, using their own risk, their own capital, their own money, and putting someone in there to rent it, then they will give you incentives in terms of tax relief. So there's two types of tax relief that you are going to get as someone who owns buy-to-let properties. One is you can write off the capital costs that you've put into that property and then get that money over the years through tax incentives. Two, which is the most important, is the tax exemption on the interest. What that means is that your first property, remember you bought it 15 years ago, you were paying it, now you took that capital that you had and you moved it to purchase another property cash. If that first property you had bought it, instead of living in it as your primary residence, you decided to put someone in there to rent it, all that interest amount that you are paying into that property would be tax exempt from it. And that would be a game changer in terms of the amount of money that you're going to pay into your house. Just to put it into perspective, the first probably 5 years of owning a property, around 95% of the money that you are paying towards your bond is purely interest.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Tata, I want to ask you about, you know, keeping a good credit score here, because I think that's also an issue, right? That even after you've bought the first property, how you can start to, you know, play this numbers game, look at the property value of your current property, looking at, you know, the equity that you have based on paying off your bond and all of this. The ability to approach the bank still rests on the fact that you would have a good credit record and that you would have been able to maintain a good credit record, correct?
Not exactly.
Okay, interesting.
I think the biggest pro when it comes to using your primary residence to purchase your second, third, and fourth property is that when you use that equity in your property, when you use that capital amount that you have within your first property, you don't have to go to the bank and apply for another loan. You are just moving money from property A to property B to property C and D and so forth. The money is already there. Remember, when you applied for that home loan that I spoke to about 15 years ago, they did a credit check on you. Let's just say 15 years later, things are not looking so good and no bank can touch you. However, you still have that equity in that property. You still have capital that you have in that property. You can move that capital and go purchase another property cash without involving any lender, any bank whatsoever. That is the biggest benefit that you have by using your existing property. However, when it comes to the second part of equity that I spoke about, where you are now trying to get money from the increase in value of your property, then now you are saying to the bank, listen, I purchased this property for $1 million. It is now 1.2. Can I apply for much more money on my bond? So increase the amount of the bond from $1 million to 1.2. Then they will do credit checks. Then they will check if things were well on your side and decide to either give you that money or not. However, if you are only accessing the capital, your own money that you put in there, you can have the worst credit record. That money is there. It's yours. You just move it from property one to property two.
All right, Tata, I'm told that Danny is on the line and would like to weigh in on this. Danny, good evening. Thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Evening. How are you?
Very well, and you, sir?
I'm good, thank you. You see, I bought a house 17 years back. Mm-hmm. I'm towards finishing it, but I bought it around 500,000 rand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I want to know how can I access the money to purchase a second property. But the problem now is I was listed for blacklisting. Mm-hmm. Can I still be eligible to have those funds to maybe to pay for another property or to use it to pay towards getting something out of the property.
All right, we are slightly late for news. I'm going to ask you, Ntato, to quickly answer Diani, especially the part of now that he is blacklisted. I think he would have, we just would have touched on this now. Please do weigh in.
Okay, let me go quickly. Yes. One, as I mentioned, in terms of getting the full equity value from his property, the new value of his property, he won't be able to get that portion, meaning that he bought it for 500,000. It's probably worth 700,000. He's not going to be able to get that extra 200,000 from the bank. However, since he bought it so long ago, he probably owes around 100,000 or 150,000. So he has capital of 350,000 in that bank facility. What he needs to do is speak to the bank to give him access facility. Then he will have access to those funds and he can do as he pleases with them.
All right, Ntato, thank you so much for that and really for helping us weigh in on this conversation, hoping to continue having these conversations, you know, helping everyone try to survive the economic times that we're all seeing and possibly even thrive in them. That is Ntato Rabokgashaga. He is the MD of Ntato Realty, really talking to us about how you can acquire that second and third property while you're still paying off the first one there. And Abayan Latsibonte is on standby with Power News.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.